New York City law firm Greenstein & Milbauer on Tuesday detailed three ongoing Child Victims Act lawsuits which accuse the Gao School of negligence. One of those suits is on behalf of 41-year-old Ohio man and former Gao student Aaron Warby, who says English teacher Thomas Simmeth snuck into his room one evening in the 1990s and raped him.
So much shame that I couldn't speak about it. I couldn't tell anyone, and I had to live with this.
The school's own investigation found another student came forward in the late 90s to accuse Simmeth of sexual abuse, but said administrators were unable to question the student, who no longer attended the school. Simmeth left Gao in 2001 and was charged with assaulting a student at a school in Massachusetts in 2003, but was found not guilty. The other two lawsuits accuse former Gao teacher Jack Jackson of sex abuse. One of the victims says they reported the abuse to another teacher, who failed to take the complaint to administrators or police. The victim's attorney, Robert Greenstein, says he often sees examples of what's called passing the trash, where schools let teachers accused of abuse quietly move on to another school.
They all put their reputation first, and, you know, we're more concerned with that and concealing everything and quite often threatening the victims that did come forward, you know, to try to keep it quiet.
Hugh Russ, an attorney for the Gao School, whose law firm conducted the report, says the school apologizes to the victims, but stresses their report found no evidence of a cover-up. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.